We continue with the On Deck Show here from Purdue Stadium. I'm pleased to be joined by right-handed pitcher Michael Ferrett. Michael, thanks for taking a few minutes with us here. It's been a great start to the season for you, coming off another win last weekend in Kinston. You've won your last two on the mound. So just talk about the start you've had here to the year.
Right now, I just feel like my body and everything's in a really good place. I think I have a good routine going. On the mound-wise, confidence is definitely up right now. Feel super confident with how I'm throwing, how my plan is, my attack plan on the hitters. Obviously, we get a really good scouting report on everybody, and I feel like I've been sticking to that really well. But overall, mechanically, I just feel super in touch with my body, and everything's obviously going well for me at the moment.
It seemed like going back to your first appearance in the bullpen, maybe the stat line doesn't indicate it felt like how well you threw that day, and it seemed like you really carried it over to your next start, which you won, and then you did it again last weekend. So how much did you really take away from that first appearance on the mound as a reliever in Fredericksburg?
Obviously, it wasn't statistically the best outing I've ever had, but there's always a lot of positives to take away. Even a bad outing, I took away a lot of positives with whether that's velocity, breaking ball that I was throwing that day was the best that I've ever thrown. But you know, you just put pieces together. That's how you get better. I put pieces together with, I'm doing this, 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 and this well. I just need to work on this, this, and this. And my last two outings felt like I've continued to do that pretty well and just kind of putting the pieces together.
How well has Andy Sadowski, your pitching coach, as well as maybe the Orioles organization, some pitching folks involved with them, helped you kind of add pieces to what you're doing right now?
Yeah, for sure. I think after I got drafted last year, kind of having meetings with them about what things could look like going forward as far as my pitches, how to go about everything, helped a lot going into the offseason. Then spring training this year was kind of I came in feeling really well with new pitches, everything, but Andy, Adam Shuck, Forrest, they all helped me a lot with just kind of putting all the pieces together and putting the finishing touches on what I was working on to get me ready for the season. But now that it's going, it's just small tweaks, nothing big, just small tweaks with Andy, and I'm lucky to have a good relationship with him, and I think we work really well together.
It seems like you've seen a lot of levels of baseball prior to this year because you were a junior college guy last year. I believe you also pitched in the Cape Cod League as well a few times. And then ultimately, now here you are pitching in the pro ranks. So as you look back at like the last 365 days or so, just kind of the way you've ascended to where you are now, what's it been like for you?
I feel like a super smooth transition. Obviously, every high school baseball player dreams of getting drafted out of high school, going straight to pro ball. But looking back on it, I'm really glad I did my year of junior college just to make that jump from high school to there. Then even from the junior college level to two outings in the Cape was really good to see higher level hitters. So overall, I think it's been a really smooth transition, seeing a lot of different levels of talent that I feel like is translating really well to this level. And also, I mean, the off-season training at Tread, you have a lot of pro guys in there, so being able to get that work in as well coming into this just gave me a lot of confidence, knowing that I am good enough, I have the confidence to do it, and it's not the first time seeing these hitters.
I want to ask you about Trick because you brought it up there. It seemed like that was a really important part for you this offseason to improve your stuff here. How did that really come about for you, and what did you ultimately take away from that experience?
So I live in Charlotte. That's my home for the offseason. I got back there, and I had texted Shuck, and I was like, hey, what do you think about Tread? I live in Charlotte, like thinking about going here. And he's like, a lot of our guys have done it. A lot of them have loved it. If you don't like it, worst case scenario, you just find something else next year. So I got there, got with my pitching coach there, Leif Strom, and right from the start, got to work fixing the issues I had and adding pieces to my arsenal. And that was the biggest thing for me this offseason. The training there is definitely top notch. Put weight on, added pitches, added velo, got myself super healthy in a way that I feel like I can handle a full season of work. So I think Tread was definitely a huge piece for me coming into this season.
We're chatting with Shorebirds pitcher Michael Ferrett. Michael, before I let you go here, last weekend when you won against the Down East Wood Ducks on the road, you had told me beforehand you had pitched on that field before Granger Stadium. Not only that, it seemed like you had a lot of family and friends there as well to witness what was a very good outing for you. So what was it like to have all your friends and family there?
It was awesome. You know, only living a lot of my friends actually go to East Carolina up in Greenville, which is only 30 minutes away. So they were able to make the trek down to Kinston. And my family lives 3 hours away. So it worked out really well that I got a pitch there and have everybody come watch me. And I was definitely glad that I could put together a good outing for all of their travel. So it was really cool.
Michael, we really appreciate the time. Best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Michael Ferret, Shorebirds pitcher, will come back with the starting lineups after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.